This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. The U.S. Justice Department's review of the Russia probe is now a criminal investigation. AP's Mike Gracia reports.
What was an administrative review of the Russia investigation is now a formal criminal inquiry by the Department of Justice. That's according to a person familiar with the investigation who spoke to the Associated Press on Thursday. The person spoke on condition of anonymity and was not authorized to discuss the ongoing matter publicly. President Donald Trump has repeatedly characterized the Russia investigation as a witch hunt and railed against Special Counsel Robert Mueller. Congressional Republicans have long sought answers about how the Russia investigation started in the first place. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Fires across northern and southern California have forced the evacuation of at least 50,000 people. Pacific Gas and Electric shut down power to thousands of consumers in an effort to contain the spread of the fires. Los Angeles County Fire Chief Daryl Osby told KABC winds could contribute to fires spreading and more residents need to be ready to evacuate.
If you've not been evacuated, stay vigilant. Watch the news, pay attention to fire behavior, because these things can occur quickly, and the number one objective as it relates to our department is life safety. Allow our firefighters to get in there to protect your homes and focus on line containment.
The exact cause of the fires are unknown, but forecasters blame them in part on dry conditions made worse by hot winds that blow west from the desert. Politicians in Britain and the European Union are looking to each other to break the Brexit deadlock after British Prime Minister Boris Johnson called for an early election. EU officials are meeting Friday in Brussels to decide whether to grant an extension to the October 31st Brexit deadline. For more news, please go to voanews.com or download the mobile app. This is VOA News. The Russian Defense Ministry says it has sent hundreds of additional troops to Syria to help patrol the country's Turkey-Syria border. Meanwhile, U.S. military planners are backing U.S. President Donald Trump's calls to protect oil fields in Syria. A defense official says the U.S. is working to reinforce the position of U.S. troops still in Syria. The official says the effort would include sending additional military assets to the region. The United Nations says almost 180,000 people have been displaced since the start of the Turkish incursion into Syria. Ursula Muller, the Assistant Secretary General for Humanitarian Affairs, told the UN Security Council that thousands of children are among those who have fled the border area.
In the last 2 weeks, almost 180,000 people, including close to 80,000 children, have fled south from the border areas between Turkey and Syria.
All sides say they are abiding by a ceasefire as they implement a Russian-Turkish agreement that divides up the border region. China is calling for joint efforts to counter human smuggling after the discovery in Britain of 39 dead people believed to be Chinese. Reuters' Emily Wither reports.
China's government hopes Britain can confirm the identities of the 39 bodies found dead in a refrigerated truck near London as soon as possible. British police say the dead are believed to be Chinese nationals. But the Chinese Foreign Ministry spokeswoman says at present, British police are unable to confirm the nationality of the deceased. Paramedics and police found the bodies of 31 men and 8 women on Wednesday on an industrial estate in Essex, about 20 miles east of the British capital.
That is Reuters' Emily Wither. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence criticized American companies for selling out U.S. values to protect their access to China's profitable markets. VOA's Zadika Hoke has more.
Pence said some U.S. companies are kowtowing to its repressive government.
Nike stores in China actually removed their Houston Rockets merchandise from their shelves to join the Chinese government in protest against the Rockets general manager's 7-word tweet, which read, "Fight for freedom, stand with Hong Kong."
That tweet was soon deleted, but Chinese television canceled its coverage of NBA games, causing some financial losses to the league. U.S. President Donald Trump has criticized athletes he perceives as disrespectful to the country or his office. Zlatica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.
France's finance minister says pledges to replenish an international fund meant to help poor nations tackle climate change will reach nearly $11 billion. In Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.